Rights of Man, Being an Answer to Mr. Burke's Attack on the French Revolution by Thomas Paine. Read by Matt Addis for Naxos Audiobooks. Dedication. George Washington, President of the United States of America. Sir, I present you a small treatise in defense of those principles of freedom which your exemplary virtue hath so eminently contributed to establish. That the rights of man may become as universal as your benevolence can wish, and that you may enjoy the happiness of seeing the new world regenerate the old, is the prayer of, sir, your much obliged and obedient humble servant, Thomas Paine. Preface to the English edition. From the part Mr. Burke took in the American Revolution, it was natural that I should consider him a friend to mankind. And as our acquaintance commenced on that ground, it would have been more agreeable to me to have had cause to continue in that opinion than to change it. At the time Mr. Burke made his violent speech last winter in the English Parliament against the French Revolution and the National Assembly, I was in Paris, and had written to him but a short time before to inform him how prosperously matters were going on. Soon after this I saw his advertisement of the pamphlet he intended to publish. As the attack was to be made in a language but little studied and less understood in France, and as everything suffers by translation, I promised some of the friends of the revolution in that country that whenever Mr. Burke's pamphlet came forth, I would answer it. This appeared to me the more necessary to be done when I saw the flagrant misrepresentations which Mr. Burke's pamphlet contains, and that while it is an outrageous abuse on the French Revolution and the principles of liberty, it is an imposition on the rest of the world. I am the more astonished and disappointed at this conduct in Mr. Burke, as, from the circumstances I am going to mention, I had formed other expectations. I had seen enough of the miseries of war to wish it might never more have existence in the world, and that some other mode might be found out to settle the differences that should occasionally arise in the neighbourhood of nations. This certainly might be done if courts were disposed to set honestly about it, or if countries were enlightened enough not to be made the dupes of courts. The people of America had been bred up in the same prejudices against France which at that time characterized the people of England, but experience and an acquaintance with the French nation have most effectually shown to the Americans the falsehood of those prejudices. And I do not believe that a more cordial and confidential intercourse exists between any two countries than between America and France.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?